You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and Friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism. Broadcasting live from Florida's Sun Coast on the Travel Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
Yes, so this is the travel guy, Roy Lowy, and we've got a great show for you today. I just want to thank you, Scott, for the introduction, and of course, this is the voice of travel, broadcasting from sunny Florida to the world. Today, we're pleased to bring you a one-hour winter carnival special from Quebec City, Canada, featuring Mr. Richard Seguin, representing Quebec City Tourism, travel journalist Suzanne Wright, Juan Pelletier of Quebec Winter Carnival Association, and associate producer Bob Fisher. When we come back.
Totally gone native. Totally playful. Totally never tried that before. Totally Club Med. Introducing the new Total All-Inclusive Club Med with unlimited drinks. All-day dining, world-class accommodations, 64 sports and activities, all gratuities and more for a totally great price. So you can totally forget your wallet. Call today for a totally unlimited, totally together, totally barefoot time. Book now and save on a 7-night total all-inclusive vacation to Club Med in the Caribbean, Bahamas, or Mexico. Call today. You'll totally want to do it again. Oh, yeah.
This segment of the show is brought to you by O2Cruise.com, your online cruise superstore, and in part by USA 3000 Airlines, offering low-cost fares from St. Petersburg, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Orlando, and give them a try if you haven't. We're very fortunate today to have Mr. Quebec City himself, and his name is Richard Seguin. And good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Roy. How are you?
What a wonderful... It's so great to talk to you again. I just feel like I'm back in that... You know, what a wonderful city. What a great carnival. And to me, it was just a winter wonderland. And we want to thank you for that. And of course, thank you for joining us today.
Well, I'm very pleased. I had the opportunity to talk to the to your listeners about what Quebec City, what a great city it is.
And let's start with that. Give us a little background, if you will, Richard.
Well, you know, to give you a little background on Quebec City, I have to go back 400 years ago, because that's when the city was founded.
Well, it's kind of nice to be able to do that and still be talking.
Yeah, very good. Like 1608, you see, it was founded by the French explorer Champlain, Samuel de Champlain. You're the very same person who gave his name to Lake Champlain. We're talking to the same guy who founded Quebec City in 1608, so we're very excited because in 2 years... You know, all year round during the year 2008, we're going to be celebrating our fourth, 400th anniversary.
Terrific. And what do you have planned for that?
You see, you're talking a whole year of celebrations,
right?
And we already have plenty of events in Quebec City. Well, you see, we have the Quebec Winter Carnival. You know that. You attended. You see what a great event
it was. Certainly was. In fact, they gave me an honorary name of Petit Bonhomme.
Oh, right. Exactly. Exactly. And then you see later on during the season, we have the Quebec Summer Festival, which is also a great, it's a music festival. Uh-huh. And then later on in August, you have the New France Festival. So you see all those festivals during 2008 are going to be like very, it's going to be a very, very special edition. Which, and the theme of the whole 400th anniversary, the theme is encounter. So it's encounter of all of the nations who founded Quebec City. We're talking of the American Indians to begin with, and then the French, and then the British. When I say the British, I mean, the Irish, the Scottish, and all of the nations who made Quebec City what it is. And there's going to be a whole lot also of the events, which is going to be oriented to the future. Because, that's very important for us.
Well, and it was interesting, the Irish heritage and background, because when we had a dinner that first night, they were playing what sounded like Irish music, and was it not? It was just wonderful.
No, I know. Our folk music has something very, very similar to the Irish music. You're right. Yep. And we have we're also... We're also, I think you found out that we like to have fun in Quebec City, so we know how to have a good party. We know that.
Everybody was fun. Everybody was wonderful and helpful. I don't speak French, but, you know, everyone, most spoke English in some manner or another. But it was just a wonderful, warm feeling, and I think that's what's really special about Quebec City, other than its beautiful panorama views, and it's just a lovely, warm city.
And I think I would say, in terms of food, we're not bad either. You know, we have a very long tradition of fine cuisine in Quebec City, and now there's a sort of a new way to look at it. You know, we have that old tradition, but I would say for the last 10 years, a lot of the chefs in Quebec City use a lot of regional produce. So we have the cuisine in Quebec City as a sort of a personality of its own.
Yeah, and a great mix. We found wonderful Italian restaurants. And some of the places that you took us to were just absolutely spectacular. In fact, we're going to chat with that a bit more when Suzanne comes on a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, so to make a long story short, it's a great place to visit. It's a great place to live in.
Well, make a long story longer.
Oh, I don't have any problem with that. I could talk to you about Quebec City forever. Because it's a great place to live also, not only a great place to visit, it's a great place to live. Because one thing which is fine is you found out, like, the old city is not a very large area, so you can go easily, like, walk from one place to another. It's a very safe city also.
Absolutely.
So you can do a lot of walking and shopping and spend a lot of...
We did do a lot of that. Bob Fisher's a great walker. I was kind of trailing behind. I found out that I was using muscles, since I was walking in snow and on ice, I was using muscles I hadn't used before, so I kind of did a little wobble through the... But it was comfortable, and there was no feeling of it being unsafe. It was great. And what's the average population these days in Quebec City?
Quebec City, you're talking 600,000 people.
Right.
So, you know, it's a medium-sized city, so we have everything a big city has.
Right.
In terms of a cultural life and restaurants and food and opera and everything. But at the same time, the city is just a very reasonable size, so you probably have a feeling that you had that feeling, you know, that people are very warm, very, very accommodating.
Absolutely. And it all started out kind of with the timber trade, did it not?
I'm sorry?
Did it start out sort of with the timber trade, I believe, did it not?
That's exactly how it started. Well, to begin with, the very first, you're talking of the very first step, like a fur trade post. That's how Quebec City started, because, you know, the Europe were very much after beaver fur at the beginning in the 17th century. And then eventually, later on, yes, it became like fur was not so much in fashion anymore. So as a second step, Quebec City became probably one of the busiest harbor in the whole world because of the lumber trade that they were with the British.
And it just expanded on from there.
Yeah, at the moment, to this point now, we have 5.5 million visitors every year. And many of them are being from the United States.
And just briefly, tell us what role the tourism organization plays in this. In other words, is the as a tourist office, you go out and produce materials and attend shows to bring tourists to the area. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. You have different ways to do it, but mostly we have advertising that we use a lot of it we do in Canada and United States. And yes, you have to. We have like trade shows where you attend. You know, where you have all some shows where you have only media, other
right.
shows where you have tour operators, which is it, and then other shows which are open to the public. So we do all of the as much as we can.
And the city's quite active in that.
Yeah, we are very active. Yeah.
Now, tell us a bit more about the culture. But first of all, there are universities there.
Yes, we have the University of Laval, which was the first university that was founded in North America. And University of Laval, which is for Quebec City, but for all of eastern Quebec. And you have 35,000 students at the moment who go to Laval, so it's a very large university.
It's incredible. And in fact, most of a good many of the of the people that were with the carnival organization that were showing us around, some of those were students, and they were very knowledgeable about their city, and you could tell they loved their city, and that's what gave us such a great feeling.
Oh yeah, there's a feeling of pride in the city. We're very proud of, you know, we realize that you know, we have something very special. When you think of that, this is the only walled city that you have north of Mexico. So it's very precious. And another thing, also, we're a World Heritage Treasure, which means that UNESCO considers that Quebec City is, you know, meaningful for everybody to visit.
Yeah, I was never quite clear on how UNESCO fits into that in World Heritage's countries or cities, but it's obviously an important factor.
It is, because for two reasons. Because, you know, it's a sort of a... You know, if you're part of a World Heritage city, it means, you know, you're going to find a lot of things to visit in that area. But at the same time, also, it's very important to protect the city because, you know, the fact that you have some very strict regulations about what you can do and what you cannot do in the old city. So this is very important to protect the way the city is going to look for the future.
Now, you also have a wonderful museum in Quebec.
We have a few, but one of them, you're referring to Musée de la Civilisation?
Yes.
Museum of Civilization. Yes, yeah, it's a great museum about the, basically about very many different aspects of what's interesting to human beings. And there are two reasons for the museum to exist. There's a very great exhibition about the history of the province of Quebec. So for visitors, it's, you know, it's a good way to learn about what happened in Quebec and why, you know, what happened over the last four centuries.
Exactly.
And then on the other hand, you have many interesting exhibitions about the other countries. We just had an exhibition about 1,000 years of the history of Russia, and so on and so forth. At the moment, there's a very great exhibition about Indonesia. So that's it's a great, and there's also a museum which is very interactive. So you learn, and then you do things, and there's also, you know, if you visit the museum with your kids, there's a daycare center where they're going to take your kids. At the same time, the daycare center uses, you know, if there's a theme like Indonesia, for example, your kids are going to learn a lot about Indonesia in that daycare center. So it's a new approach to see as a museum. There's only a few of them in the world who have that same kind of approach.
And you also have the Grand Theater, where you have the Symphonic Orchestra.
Yes, exactly. Which is, again, the Quebec Symphony is the oldest symphony that was ever existed in North America. You see a lot of that in Quebec City, the oldest or the first, because the city has such an important heritage.
And what I found surprising is that there's so many different activities. There's skiing. There's the dog sledding, as we will talk about later on in the show, which was absolutely phenomenal. The canoe races were incredible. So there's really lots. There's hockey. There's all kinds of activity in Quebec, aside from it just being a lovely, warm place to visit.
Yeah, well, the one thing which is we're very lucky because, you know, you drive for half an hour and or 45 minutes and you're in the middle of nature. So you see every season you can do a lot of activities depending on the season. Of course, now we're still skiing in Quebec City. We have excellent skiing.
Well, we got to visit that facility. That was really quite impressive.
Where we went skiing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was terrific. And the food was great. It was a wonderful spot. I didn't get out there, but some of the others did. It was night skiing, but we were a bit tired after the dog sledding and the visit to the Ice Hotel, which was also another phenomenal thing to see.
Wow, when you think of the Ice Hotel, there's two of them in the world, so we're very privileged to have that unique attraction. It's still in operation. The hotel will be in operation until, I would say, about April 1st.
That's only weeks away, isn't it?
That's 3 weeks away.
But it's sure the months sure have gone fast, haven't they, Richard? Time just flies. I want to thank you very much. First of all, we want to thank you for inviting us to this wonderful winter festival and joining us on the show. And there's lots more to come in the next hour. So if you have access to your computer, and those that are listening, please go to your computer and click on TTRN.com, and you can look at these articles more in depth and look at the photos. They're just incredible. And you can even see me standing with Bonhomme himself, which is quite a spectacular sight.
Yeah, and you're with, on the Senoir, we call you Petit Bonhomme. Certainly. Your title of honor.
When you see that picture, you certainly do. Richard, thank you very much. We love you, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Yes, yeah, I want to see you this summer.
Oh, that'd be super. And bye for now.
Okay, then. Bye-bye, Roy.
A great man, a great representative of the city of Quebec, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Suzanne Wright, who's going to take us a little bit further into more on Quebec Winter Carnival. So stay tuned.